Now let's look at some of the features you can access from the main menu. If your display doesn't show the main menu screen, you can access it now by pressing the main button located under the power volume knob.
On the right side of the display, you'll see a list of 6 features next to the programmable buttons.
Let's begin with the address book. Press the programmable button next to the words address book. The display changes to an address book screen. You can store names, phone numbers, and addresses using this screen. And all the information is stored alphabetically.
If you want to enter names, press the programmable button next to New Entry. This will bring up the New Entry screen. Then turn the Tune Select knob to scroll to the desired entry field and press the Tune Select knob. Next, turn the Tune Select knob to the first letter, number, or blank space that you want to store, and then press the Tune Select knob once to select it. Continue entering the letters, numbers, or blank spaces until the address is complete. Then press the OK programmable button to save the address.
Address information can be entered manually, edited, or for faster entry. They can even be beamed from a Palm handheld computing device. The IR port is at the top right of the radio. Simply refer to your CTSV Entertainment and Navigation System supplement for additional information about these features.
Next, we'll look at the setup options. The setup menu is used to tailor the basic features of the system to your preferences. Press the main button to return to the main menu, and then press the setup programmable button. The display screen will change to the setup menu. You can also see that the programmable button names have changed at this screen as well. Using this menu, you can change the type of measurement units on the readout. To do this, highlight the measurement units line and press the Tune Select knob.
Turning the Tune Select knob will allow you to scroll through the choices of miles feet, miles yards, or kilometers meters. Once your choice is highlighted, press the Tune Select knob once to select and store it. An X will appear next to the feature to show that it's been selected.
Oh, and of course, if your CTSV is in the metric mode, the needle on your speedometer will rise dramatically because it'll be showing your readings in kilometers per hour rather than miles per hour. So if the display reads 100 kph, that means that you're driving at 62 miles per hour.
Now let's look at the other programmable button features that can be programmed by using the Setup menu. To access these features, press the programmable button next to them. In some instances, you'll need to scroll through your option choices by turning the Tune Select knob.
For many features, pressing the Tune Select knob will accept the setting and store it to your preferences. When you see an X marked next to an item, that means that it has been selected and stored.
The menu choices from the setup screen include the display feature, which allows you to adjust the appearance of the large display screen to auto, day, or night modes.
Select your choice by pressing the corresponding programmable button. To return to the setup menu, press the button next to the back prompt.
You can also program settings for voice volume, which will turn the navigation system voice prompts on or off. With the voice volume feature, you can also adjust the volume level of all the voice prompts you receive from the system.
Pressing the clock programmable button will direct you to programmable button prompts for setting the time. Use the programmable buttons to set the desired time and turn the Tune Select knob to scroll through the setting options.
You can also set your language preferences. From the setup menu, you can choose from English, French, or Spanish.
The vehicle position programmable button is used in conjunction with your navigation system and is only functional when a map DVD is loaded. Please see your CTSV Entertainment and Navigation System supplement for more information about this feature.
Now let's go back to the main menu by pressing the main button at the lower left of your audio system, and we'll briefly review feature programming.
Pressing the button next to the feature programming prompt directs you to a menu where you can customize programmable features such as door locking, remote keyless entry options, and seat memory recall preferences. You'll notice a slight delay while the system brings up the menu.
But first, in order for your CTSV to store your preferences, you'll need to make sure that the personalization system is turned on. If the system is on, you'll see an X marked next to Personalization System. If you don't see an X, turn the Tune Select knob to highlight Personalization System, and then press the Tune Select knob. Then select the button next to the back prompt to return to the feature programming menu.
Take a moment or two to scroll through the menu options now, just to get an idea of the features you can personalize. We'll thoroughly cover programming these options in an upcoming track.
Now, when you're finished, press the button next to the back prompt or the main button to return to the main menu.
The next programmable button we'll look at is Voice Memo. This feature allows you to record and play back up to 10 personalized messages. If you record messages, they'll be listed here. Initiating the Voice Memo feature will automatically pause the CD. If you initiate the Voice Memo feature, just press the Disk Hard button on the left of the display screen to return to the CD function.
You can record, append, playback, or delete messages with the Voice Memo feature by pressing the programmable buttons next to each feature. You'll be guided by prompts next to the programmable buttons. To return to the main menu, press the programmable button next to the back prompt.
The next programmable button is the Browser button. This allows you to access HTML files stored on a compact disk that's loaded in the DVD player.
Pressing the Vehicle Information Programmable button brings up a menu from which you can select the vehicle data that you want displayed at the top of the center display screen on the status line.
You can also access this same menu by pressing the Info Hard button on the left side of the screen display. We'll cover these menu features later on in this CD.
Take a few moments now to familiarize yourself with some of the features and buttons we've just reviewed, and be sure to consult with the personalization instructional guide that accompanies this CD to help you.
If you've made selections in some of the menus we just covered, you can save your settings by pressing and holding the driver number 1 or driver number 2 button that corresponds to your own unique keyless entry transmitter. Just press and hold this button until you hear two confirming beeps.